Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Money Pit. Home improvement time. Discussion of what's going on at your home. The seasonal vagaries of what happens to your home in the summer heat and the winter cold, how to prepare for it. That's the job Tom Kreidler has taken on. He's got big shoulders. He can handle it.
That's my job.
And Leslie Segretti, the host of the Weekend Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is quite an enterprise in and of itself, does a great job. You can listen any number of ways. Go to moneypit.com to get the info on that. And today's questions for Tom coming right up here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Burdine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Tom, I refer to him lovingly as the Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler, who along with Leslie Segretti do this wonderful program that gets to the bottom line with so many different questions. And this time of year, there are tons of questions about safety and how, you know, all of that good stuff. Anyway.
Let's start with Sal.
Sal, I built a large play structure. Yeah. How about that, Rich? I just got it. wondering how to finish it. I've been told by my children that they'll outgrow this structure long before the pressure-treated lumber deteriorates. So what ought he to do to make it last longer? I mean, I think that's the question, whether it's for his children or somebody else. Isn't that the idea?
Well,
these things are expensive.
Yeah, a lot of folks think that because it's pressure treated and therefore pretty much rot proof, that you don't need to do anything to finish it. But even though the wood won't decay, Doug, it will deteriorate from the UV impact of the sun. So you have all of that ultraviolet energy that's hitting the surface. It's causing it to dry out and crack and check and splinter. And of course, that can be very uncomfortable on the feet. So I do recommend finishing pressure treated decks. I do think if they're brand spanking new, that you probably ought to wait maybe one season to let them kind of dry out a bit, because they're pretty chock full with chemicals at that point and very moist. But at least by the second season, what you should be doing is applying a solid color stain to it. Solid color stain because it soaks in really well. It's got a lot of pigment in it, and you'll still see the grain come through. And as it wears, it'll kind of fade, and then you can add more.
Follow up to that one then.
Yeah.
My play house is, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, and it needs to have a coat of stain put on. How should I pre-treat that? What should I do before I stain
it? What's it made out of?
It's got that redwood material.
Okay. So you can do one of two things, Rich. If you want to really do it for the long haul, you can prime it first, and you're going to use an oil-based primer. And then on top of the primer, then you'll add a solid color stain. If it's a little more of a short-term project, you can just go with the stain. But if you add the primer, you'll probably get a good 8 to 10 years out of it.
What I used to do is dip the wood. If I didn't have it treated, I'd dip it in engine oil, because around the farm I had barrels, 55 gallons.
Good trick from the farm.
Now, let's bounce over to the West Coast a little bit. A lot of people have been talking about that balcony that broke and those six Irish people who were killed last week.
Awful, yeah.
And the understanding of what goes on if you don't have flashing. This is a great example, sad, but real example of what happens when the wood, which isn't treated when you build, you frame a house, not proper flashing, and so the wood rots, right? I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, and it could happen in your home.
You know, your house has three enemies, water, water, and water, in that order. You know, and if you don't keep the water away from the wood, it's going to decay. And the pictures of the rotted beams on those balconies was just awful. I mean,
and remember,
it was painfully obvious.
This was built in 2006, so it didn't take that long.
Right, and they did a really lousy job flashing it. There's just no way around it. There's no way that lumber should have decayed like that if those decks were properly constructed and properly flashed.
So is that improper tragedy. Inspection by authorities? What's the culprit?
I think there's plenty of blame to go all the way around, starting with the design to the construction to the inspection. There's lots and lots of places that could have been avoided, and tragically it was not.
Yeah. All right. Tom Kreidler knows he's the expert when it comes to all of this stuff. From the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, it's 59 past the hour. Your home of service. How about that? The Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.